In Rayleigh or Riesian multipath reception, the received in-phase and quadrature components are IID jointly Gaussian random variables. And the only difference between Rayleigh and Riesian fading is that in Rayleigh fading, these in-phase and quadrature phase components are zero mean, whereas in Riesian fading, there is a dominant component which makes either one of them or both non-zero mean. So if we compute from in-phase components and quadrature phase components the amplitude and phase, we need to do a conversion into polar coordinates. Let's start with I and Q, and the probability density function is simple to describe because it's simply jointly Gaussian. So the probability density function of I and Q is 1 over 2 pi sigma squared times the exponent of minus I squared plus Q minus C squared divided by 2 sigma squared. So that's jointly Gaussian, where the I is zero mean and the Q component is non-zero mean, but the mean value is equal to C. If we do a conversion into polar coordinates, we get the probability density function of rho, the amplitude, and phase phi. And the probability density function is rho divided by 2 pi sigma squared exponent of minus rho squared plus c squared minus 2 rho c, the cosine of phi, divided by 2 sigma squared. That's quite an involved expression, and we like to remove the influence of phi from that expression by averaging it out, and then we get a probability density function of rho, but we already see that then we need to average over the exponent of a term, and in that term there is a cosine of the angle. And that gives rise to a Bessel function.